The first week of high school football playoffs are in the books, and two Garland County teams remain eligible to play this week after picking up wins at home. I'm sports editor James Lee, and this is the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department. Lake Hamilton avenged its 2019 loss to West Memphis in a 41-6 rout of the Blue Devils at Wolf Stadium Friday night. Head coach Tommy Gillerin's decision to start sophomore Easton Hurley at quarterback in the Wolves' first-round playoff game against West Memphis worked wonders. Hurley went 6-for-9, passing for 218 yards and two touchdowns, connecting with junior Justin Crutchmer three times for 154 yards, including both touchdowns. Hurley got his first varsity start over senior Grant Bearden, and he did all his work in the first half as the final score was realized by intermission. Tevin Hughes had 11 carries for 68 yards and three touchdowns. Crutchmer added six touches for 60 yards and another touchdown on the ground, and Kendrick Martin chipped in 55 yards on seven runs. The Wolves jumped out to a 21-0 lead before giving up the only score to West Memphis, adding three more touchdowns before the halftime buzzer. Gillerin was pleased with the team's turnaround from their Week 10 loss at Greenwood.
Yeah, overall, really good performance coming, you know, from the Greenwood game. You know, we just didn't show up to that game, but tonight I thought overall our kids really showed up on both sides of the ball and kicking game. Other than that missed extra point, I don't like that. But I think overall the kids really played well and did a good job of executing our game plan. And, you know, and we started a different quarterback tonight, and he played really well. And he gives us another option on that. Grant's been a great leader for us, and he's been a great kid for us. And it was a hard decision to make, but we thought for the best interest of going forward, we thought that Easton could throw the ball a little better. It opens up the field for us.
The only other Garland County team to collect a win, Mountain Pine cruised to a 64-18 win over Augusta in the first round of the eight-man football playoffs. The number two seed from the South Conference, Mountain Pine, shot out to a 42-6 lead over North third seed Augusta, taking advantage of three interceptions and a fumble recovery. While Mountain Pine failed to score on its first and last possessions, it took control early as an interception by Bryce Langley turned into the first points of the game, as Keelan Dobbins ran the ball in from the 10 with just 1:35 off the clock. A mix-up in defensive positioning led to Augusta picking up its first score before Mountain Pine scored twice more in quick succession. A 44-yard run by Dobbins and a 33-yard run by Langley off a reverse. Isaiah Miles picked off another Augusta pass that led to a 55-yard run by Dobbins before Miles had a pick six to make it 34-6 with just over half the first quarter remaining. Dobbins led Mountain Pine with 119 rushing yards and 42 receiving, while Miles added 92 on the ground. Jonah Wilburn was 1-for-1 passing for 42 yards, with Dejon Matlock running for 34 and Langley adding 33. Head coach Sam Count said that the key to the game was his team's intense start.
We always tell them, you know, start fast, don't let people hang around, you know, because you let Augusta, you know, we knew that if we let them hang around, they could give us some problems. So, you know, that was something we wanted to do is come out and get after them real quick and kind of put the hammer on them and maybe let them, you know, doubt themselves a little bit and us get after them some more. So I think that worked for us.
Fountain Lake battled to the end, but a lack of personnel sent the Cobras home with a 47-28 loss to Pocahontas in the first round of the Class 4A state playoffs. Wesley Campbell had four carries for no net yardage and two touchdowns, and he was 7-for-19 passing for 80 yards and a touchdown with one interception. Stephen DeArmond had 11 carries for 86 yards, Juan Diggs had 11 carries for 78, and Abram Davis had 15 carries for 70 yards. Caden Hilton had three catches for 42 yards and a touchdown. Abe Rose had three catches for 32, and Sean Glenn had a six-yard catch. Fountain Lake jumped out to an early lead after Pocahontas' long snapper sent the ball over the punter's head, and the Cobras recovered at the Redskins' 1, scoring on the next play. Pocahontas then scored twice to take a 14-7 lead. Fountain Lake lined up for a 37-yard field goal on its next possession, but it was blocked and scooped up and carried to the end zone for a 21-7 Pocahontas lead. Diggs returned the ensuing kick 65 yards for a touchdown, and Hilton had a 20-yard touchdown reception to tie the game at the half. The Cobras burned plenty of time off the clock to start the second half, taking a 28-21 lead before Pocahontas tied the game once again. The Redskins then scored three unanswered touchdowns in the fourth quarter to set the final. Cobras head coach Kenny Shelton said that while injuries doomed his team, The players battled to the very end.
We just gassed out, man. We ran out of gas, and they were able to score, you know, three times, and we just couldn't get anything going offensively. Man, I couldn't be more proud of these kids. They, you know, all year to overcome all the adversity that, you know, and all the injuries, and, you know, we've dressed out as few as 16 kids. And, you know, to have the season that we had.
Nettleton jumped ahead early and didn't look back to continue its perfect season with a 33-14 win over Hot Spring in the first round of the Class 5A playoffs. Nettleton took a 13-0 lead before the Trojans got on the scoreboard early in the second quarter. The Raiders scored two more times to take a 27-7 lead into intermission. Hot Spring scored a touchdown just seconds into the fourth quarter to set the final. Despite the outcome, head coach Daryl Burnett said that he was proud of the way the team played this season and hopes the younger players step into the role left by the graduating seniors.
We had guys out there injured that was beating their butts off, barely run, you know. Got guys that have, the last 2 weeks, that have moved position just because of some guys being out. So, you know, I see classes, we're proud of them off the field, too. Hopefully our 9th graders, 10th graders, 11th graders learn something from these guys. And they put in a lot of hard work, but get to that next level. You got to do it all, every day, you know, not just when you want to.
Lakeside jumped out to a 14-0 lead over Host Wynn, but it was not enough as the Yellow Jackets came from behind to sting the Rams 47-34. Wynn had allowed just 100 points all season, and Lakeside scored more points than any of its other opponents. Head coach Jared McBride was pleased with the way that the first week of high school football playoffs are in the books, and two Garland County teams remain eligible to play this week after picking up wins at home. I'm sports editor James Lee, and this is the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department. Lake Hamilton avenged its 2019 loss to West Memphis in a 41-6 rout of the Blue Devils at Wolf Stadium Friday night. Head coach Tommy Gillerin's decision to start sophomore Easton Hurley at quarterback in the Wolves' first-round playoff game against West Memphis worked wonders. Hurley went 6-for-9, passing for 218 yards and 2 touchdowns, connecting with junior Justin Crutchmer 3 times for 154 yards, including both touchdowns. Hurley got his first varsity start over senior Grant Bearden, and he did all his work in the first half as the final score was realized by intermission. Tevin Hughes had 11 carries for 68 yards and 3 touchdowns. Crutchmer added 6 touches for 60 yards and another touchdown on the ground. And Kendrick Martin chipped in 55 yards on 7 runs. The Wolves jumped out to a 21-0 lead before giving up the only score to West Memphis, adding 3 more touchdowns before the halftime buzzer. Gillerin was pleased with the team's turnaround from their Week 10 loss at Greenwood.
Yeah, overall, really good performance, Gilman. You know, from the Greenwood game, you know, we just didn't show up to that game. But tonight, I thought overall our kids really showed up on both sides of the ball and kicking game. Other than that missed extra point, I don't like that. But I think overall the kids really played well and did a good job of executing our game plan. And, you know, and we started a different quarterback tonight, and he played really well. And he gives us another option on that. Grant's been a great leader for us, and he's been a great kid for us. And it was a hard decision to make, but we thought for the best interest of going forward, we thought that Easton could throw the ball a little better. It opens up the field for us.
The only other Garland County team to collect a win, Mountain Pine cruised to a 64-18 win over Augusta in the first round of the 8-man football playoffs. The number 2 seed from the South Conference, Mountain Pine, shot out to a 42-6 lead over North 3rd seed Augusta, taking advantage of 3 interceptions and a fumble recovery. While Mountain Pine failed to score on its first and last possessions, it took control early as an interception by Bryce Langley turned into the first points of the game, as Keelan Dobbins ran the ball in from the 10 with just 1:35 off the clock. A mix-up in defensive positioning led to Augusta picking up its first score before Mountain Pine scored twice more in quick succession. A 44-yard run by Dobbins and a 33-yard run by Langley off a reverse. Isaiah Miles picked off another Augusta pass that led to a 55-yard run by Dobbins, Fort Miles had a pick six to make it 34-6 with just over half the first quarter remaining. Dobbins led Mountain Pine with 119 rushing yards and 42 receiving, while Miles added 92 on the ground. Jonah Wilburn was 1-for-1 passing for 42 yards, with Dejon Matlock running for 34 and Langley adding 33. Head coach Sam Count said that the key to the game was his team's intense start.
We always tell them, you know, start fast. Don't let people hang around, you know, because you let Augusta, you know, we knew that if we let them hang around, they could give us some problems. So, you know, that was something we wanted to do is come out and get after them real quick and kind of put the hammer on them and maybe let them, you know, doubt themselves a little bit and us get after them some more. So I think that worked for us.
Fountain Lake battled to the end, but a lack of personnel sent the Cobras home with a 47-28 loss to Pocahontas in the first round of the Class 4A state playoffs. Wesley Campbell had 4 carries for no net yardage and 2 touchdowns, and he was 7-for-19 passing for 80 yards and a touchdown with 1 interception. Stephen DeArmond had 11 carries for 86 yards, Juan Diggs had 11 carries for 78, and Abram Davis had 15 carries for 70 yards. Caden Hilton had 3 catches for 42 yards and a touchdown. Abe Rose had 3 catches for 32, and Sean Glenn had a 6-yard catch. Fountain Lake jumped out to an early lead after Pocahontas' long snapper sent the ball over the punter's head, and the Cobras recovered at the Redskins' 1, scoring on the next play. Pocahontas then scored twice to take a 14-7 lead. Fountain Lake lined up for a 37-yard field goal on its next possession, but it was blocked and scooped up and carried to the end zone for a 21-7 Pocahontas lead. Diggs returned the ensuing kick 65 yards for a touchdown, and Hilton had a 20-yard touchdown reception to tie the game at the half. The Cobras burned plenty of time off the clock to start the second half, taking a 28-21 lead before Pocahontas tied the game once again. The Redskins then scored 3 unanswered touchdowns in the fourth quarter to set the final. Cobras head coach Kenny Shelton said that while injuries doomed his team, the players battled to the very end.
We just gassed out, man. We ran out of gas, and they were able to score, you know, 3 times, and we just couldn't get anything going offensively. Man, I couldn't be more proud of these kids. They, you know, all year to overcome all the adversity that, you know, and all the injuries, and, you know, we've dressed out as few as 16 kids, and, you know, to have the season that we had.
Nettleton jumped ahead early and didn't look back to continue its perfect season with a 33-14 win over Hot Spring in the first round of the Class 5A playoffs. Nettleton took a 13-0 lead before the Trojans got on the scoreboard early in the second quarter. The Raiders scored 2 more times to take a 27-7 lead into intermission. Hot Spring scored a touchdown just seconds into the fourth quarter to set the final. Despite the outcome, head coach Daryl Burnett said that he was proud of the way the team played this season and hopes the younger players step into the role left by the graduating seniors.
We had guys out there injured that was beating their butts off, barely running, you know. Got guys that have, the last 2 weeks, that have moved positions just because of guys being out. So, you know, I see classes, we're proud of them off the field, too. Hopefully our 9th graders, 10th graders, 11th graders learn something from these guys. They put in a lot of hard work, but get to that next level. You got to do it all, every day, you know, not just when you want to.
Lakeside jumped out to a 14-0 lead over Host Wynn, but it was not enough as the Yellow Jackets came from behind to sting the Rams 47-34. Wynn had allowed just 100 points all season, and Lakeside scored more points than any of its other opponents. Head coach Jared McBride was pleased with the way the team played overall, keeping things going to the very end.
We were playing hard and in the game all the way to the end, so we couldn't expect anything more from our group. We were playing against a really good football team that hadn't given up any points, and we were able to get points on the board, and we just couldn't get it finished at the end.
Jesseville could not get its offense going in the first half, and Ryzen's defense continued to dominate in the second as the Lions fell 48-7. Ryzen jumped out to a 20-0 lead in the first half, and Jesseville finally got on the board early in the third to pull within 20-7. The Lions could not find their way back to the end zone as Rising scored four more times to set the final. Head coach TJ Burke was unavailable for comment about the game. So two Garland County teams remain in the playoffs, Lake Hamilton and Mountain Pine both on the road. The Wolves will travel to El Dorado, while the Red Devils will travel to Rector. We'd like to congratulate all of the teams that reached the playoffs for an excellent season. We'll continue to do our weekly scoreboard shows as long as the Garland County team remains in the playoffs. Our next episode will be released Monday, November 14, as I spoke with Cowley College head volleyball coach Stephen Grimm and standout freshman Landry Kate, a Fountain Lake grad. The Tigers completed an undefeated regular season and are bound for the national championship tournament in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Thanks for listening to Garland County Locker Room. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to get the latest content as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room wherever you get your podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for new episodes, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com.